You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On today's episode of The Salicia Show.
It's all about teamwork. I'm such a sap, but it just became about gathering the right people who have the right skills and the right attitude. We were so lucky that I think both of us were coming at this from a place of, this is more than a theater company. We're going to do more than make work for an audience. We really want to offer artists and creative people a space to come when they don't have anywhere else to go right now because theaters are closed. And that was our mandate. So when we put that out there, it seemed like the right people were attracted to our vision and the right people came. And we've been so blessed with the people that we've met through this experience.
S to the A to the L to the Isha. Some call me Sally, others call me Seisha. If you don't like it, I'm gonna have to beat ya. Nah, I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all, Y-N-L-L, I bet you all thought that Salicia couldn't spell, but now you know, and I got to go. Hey, it's time for the Salicia Show.
Hello, and welcome to the Salicia Show. It's me, Salicia, your host, and you guys, I'm so giddy because these are my first few episodes that I'm recording, and I'm like excited and like nervous and all the things. But you know what? I feel comforted because today I've got a friend who's on. She's my favorite. You heard that right. My favorite Canadian. We met backstage in the halls at Beautiful, the Carole King musical in the Stephen Sondheim Theater when she worked with Shalina Kennedy. She's the founder of Artists in Residence, which she will tell you about. And she's got a full-blown online store. Let's come through entrepreneur. She also graduated from NYU. She did the whole BFA in drama, but then also has a minor in philosophy, which I think is so badass. Please help me welcome Olivia Daniels. Hi.
Thanks for that intro, Salicia. That was so nice.
Oh my gosh. It's so nice to freaking see you.
You too, my friend. Oh my gosh. Are you in New York?
I'm in New York, New York City, in like Manhattan, uptown.
Nice.
Where are you in Canada right now?
I am in Toronto.
How is
it? I'm downtown Toronto. I'm here. I wish I were in New York. I miss it so much right now.
Like, it makes me nervous. So I'm like, all right, Broadway's supposed to come back in September, like literally in a few weeks. And I'm like, is this going to happen? Everybody who's like not in the industry, they're like, ooh, it's not coming. Like, oh, they are so excited to be like, this variant. But I do feel like there is a way that it can. And what do you have any thoughts?
I feel like, that's why I was actually talking to my partner about this yesterday, because we're planning, again, we'll get there, but like we're planning some new stuff with our company. We're planning an in-person show. But for a little, for like into the fall. And I was like, do you think that the restrictions are going to change? And I have a feeling, I don't think they're going to walk things back too much. I have a hard time believing that once shows have been announced on Broadway, that they're starting to open, they've been taking these precautions, they've been working up to the vaccine mandate. Maybe it's just wishful thinking, but I have a hard time believing they're going to walk it back. But especially because, I don't know if it's like annoying to say, but I feel like most of the theater community and people who in most cases would be attending would be vaccinated.
Most.
I know there's some.
But not all. We know not all. There are going to be a few outliers and what's the word? Ooh, gotchas.
Yeah. Oof, yeah. Yes. As long as people are honest, hopefully they are. No, I don't know. I don't know.
But I feel like we have something to have hope for. It feels hopeful still. And so, dear God, holding on to this. But even during this pandemic, you're able to do your artist. You created, okay, you can correct me and all the things that I get wrong if I say it wrong, but you created an entire theater company. Did you not?
Stupidest thing ever. We created a theater company during the pandemic, which it was born out of a need that we saw for connection and community within the theater community specifically, because something that we realized, me and my co-founder, Jeremy, who's also my boyfriend.
We'll get to that, by the way. We will get to that.
There were lots of discussions that we were having with our contemporaries and our fellow performers and actors, that something that we take for granted when we're in shows, when we're working on different projects, is that that becomes your family. We love to say it's as cheesy as can be, but it's as true as can be. Those are the people that you associate with. Those are the people that you hang out with. Like, some of the best parts of being in a rehearsal are just like the moments when you're off to the side on a break and you're just hanging out with your friends.
Yeah.
And we were realizing that we were just doing some like fun Zoom play readings. I think you were in one with us at the very beginning. We did just like a fun short Romeo and Juliet, casual Shakespeare pop-in, and we were all having so much fun. And we'd leave these calls feeling like, what a just nice moment of doing what we love to do. And all the other guests were expressing, this was such a joyful moment in my day. And we were like, this is something that's so important for us as artists to address, that not only do we make this work for whatever reason you get into the business, so many people have such love for what they do and sharing our stories and everything you can say about becoming a theater artist, but reflecting back on ourselves, it's something that is very integral to our very survival and happiness and mental health.
Wait, a question, because before the pandemic, I did something that you put together, and I want to know, is that a different something, or is that part of the same umbrella company? Like, you got a group of women together to do a reading of...
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.
What was it?
It was an Arthur Miller play called Incident at Vichy.
Yes!
Yes.
And I thought that was very impressive how, like, you could just bring people together and we all were just happily in the room working on just, like, putting our own feel to this, and it's just all women. Was that part of Artist in Residence, or was that something else?
That was actually, like, secretly what sort of spurred Artist in Residence, but I will keep it separate. It's a different project. It was called A Place at the Table, and the goal of A Place at the Table was to do exactly what you just said, to gather groups of specifically women and non-binary folk in a room to read roles that they would not otherwise get a chance to read. And the reason I'm keeping it separate is that was something I co-created with two of my friends in New York, Sarah Hodgewood and Ellie Handel, and that was our project together. But what came out of that was just this, that experience changed so much for me. I have always been a big proponent of community as a very central aspect to the arts. I know that sounds
no.
It's, but
yes,
what I realized at that moment was it was just literally a bunch of people sitting around a table talking, reading a text and talking about it. And I don't know what I'm trying to say.
It created a very special space.
I feel if you give artists the chance to engage with one another and creative people the chance to engage with one another, magic can happen. Collaboration is the root of all wonderful art. Like, musical theater in particular is inherently collaborative. You have musicians, you have actors, you have writers. There's nothing can be done in a vacuum. And coming from A Place at the Table, and then yada, 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 there was time I moved back to Canada, whatever. we're in a pandemic, and I realized one of the things that while we can't be in a room live together, something that does work very well virtually is reading, talking, being in a virtual room with other artists. And that was the something that I stole from that project and was like, let's see what this.
First of all, the place at the table, what I loved about that was it inspired me. It made me feel like, man, if I ever wrote something, because you were like, if any of you guys write something and just want to hear what it sounds like on people, like, come to us. We'll get people and we'll have it read. Like,
yeah,
just having a space for that. It's something that I'd never thought of before. And it like sparked creativity. I'm like still working on a piece because I'm terrified. You know what I'm saying? But never even having the thought before, if I wrote something, I can go to this, to you and have it read. So I just want to applaud this because you study drama, like you're an actor. You have an actor brain, but you've also got an entrepreneurial brain because I'm like looking through your things. I looked up Sidebiz. I'm like, oh my goodness, she has like an online store. Okay, so we're going to get to the bottom of this. Go to this website and you're offering everything. You're offering coaching, you're offering penis earrings, you're offering beads for your masks. Like, yeah. You've got vintage clothes, you've got, it's literally, I'm like.
Yeah, but let me clarify because Sidebiz is not my project. Sidebiz is something that two other like awesome young Canadian artists created, but I have my little store on Sidebiz.
Okay, where
I
do thank sell you my, for like... clarifying. So what do you sell on there?
So my, one of my little pandemic hobbies was like, I started making beaded mask chains and I like dug out some old beads that I had and like a cool like Y2K style like chokers and stuff started coming back. And I like learned this from my younger sister who's super fashionable. And I was like, oh, cool. And I dug out like this box of beads we've had forever in the basement. And so I started beading and I was making and selling chains for your mask chains, which are so useful, especially right now when the rules are changing every day. And are you on, are you off? You just take it off and it hangs around your neck. I'm so passionate about these mask chains. But then I was enjoying the beading. I found it calming during all of this shtick, and I was making necklaces, bracelets, all that stuff. And there's this company called Sidebiz, which is like an Etsy, but it's specifically for performing artists who are out of work. So it's like literally like your Sidebiz. And so there's a lot of artisans on that who approach these two. It's terrible. I can't give their specific names right now, but I was like, listen, this is another community that I can be a part of. This is running theme.
So you were talking about your beads and why they help for the masks. The rules keep changing. Is it on? Is it off? So that is awesome. The store is impressive. I need to go to your specific store so I can support. It's so great.
Oh, thanks, dude. Yeah. And you can order custom chokers, necklaces, mask chains. I will ship them for free anywhere. It's lots of, and just please do order because I need to have a reason to start to bead something and not just keep making things and having them sit around my bedroom because that's what I've been doing. But
that's amazing. Sidebar, have you ever made belly beads?
No.
I would love some belly beads. So belly beads, it's like, instead of having a scale, you have belly beads. And so in other countries, they have a string of beads. They put it around their midsection. Mm-hmm. It stays on forever. In America, we've got time for all that. Like a little clasp would be great. And so when you eat too much, it's like going to Broadway every day when you're wearing the same costume. Well, if you gain 2 pounds, but if you've lost weight because you're wearing the same. So it's like you keep the belly beads on. And if they're too tight, you need to put the cookie down.
That's hilarious. Oh my God. I can totally make, oh my God.
And they're fashionable. Like it's body jewelry.
Yeah.
So you have a clasp. Something I used to have mine, but my belly got too big. And it said,
beads everywhere. I'll make you some belly beads. I'll make you some custom Salisha Show merch belly beads.
That would be
so sweet. We'll do a little collab. It'll be great.
I would love that. And okay, speaking of collab, you mentioned, and I'm asking for selfish reasons, you mentioned that you work with your partner, you guys co-founded Artist in Residence, but also he's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
First of all, Jeremy, right?
Jeremy, yeah.
That's awesome. How do you say his last name?
Ferdman, yeah.
Well, you about to
hi, listen. Jeremy, if you're listening.
Hi, Jeremy. I've only met you like once, but you're really sweet. Congrats,
by the way. Aw, cute too. Oh my God, we need.
Thank you.
My talk.
That's the thing. Like, so Andrew, if that's my boyfriend's name. Mm-hmm. We're doing so much stuff together, and we're always thinking, man, we should start something like to where we're like a duo, like dream team. We're like trying to figure out what it is. And I love that you are working with your significant other. Like, how is there any like advice you could give or how to navigate? How do you guys, are you guys just so compatible that it's just bam? Like, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm asking.
There's two things I had to say. One was I completely credit Jeremy with making Artists in Residence happen, because I am such a person that, I don't know if you can tell by talking to me, my brains, I have so many thoughts and ideas and like passions, but I always have a hard time getting things actually done. And it wasn't until I met Jeremy that he was like, so do it, just do it. I was like, but I can't. He's like, no, we're going to do it. And then we made it happen. And I was like, oh, we're a good pair, dude. He's like all about the end game. He's always, what is it? What is your goal? What do you want to do? Okay, let's work towards making that happen. While I'm over here, wouldn't this be fun? He's like, but why? And I'm like, I don't know. It's fun. So that was one thing that was like a really just nice, we figured that out right away, that those were our two styles and they worked really well together. But the other thing I'll say that's really saved us is we will schedule times when we're like, we are going to have a production meeting. This is going to be another Zoom, like we'll FaceTime all the time, but like this time I'm going to send you a link. Like we are going to sit down and have a production meeting, the two of us. So we're like able to keep that separate.
Okay. A couple questions. I think Andrew and I tried this once, but then we started kissing. So
valid. Relatable.
Literally, how do we get around that? Like we had a meeting one time and he was like, you need to go into the other room. I'm literally, Olivia, I'm in a closet right now. And he sat on the table and took a meeting while I was in the closet and we were in the same effing Zoom room. I'm like, I want to sit next to him. I'm in the closet. But you guys, you schedule a meeting just like it's a work meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And you do it.
Most of the time, yes.
This is inspiring.
And we also brought some other collaborators on board.
That would help.
Quickly, yeah, which did help.
That would help. Like we have to be serious.
No, but again, like it's all about teamwork. I'm such a sap, but it just became about gathering the right people who have the right skills and the right attitude. And we were so lucky that I think both of us were coming at this from a place of, this is more than a theater company. We're going to do more than make work for an audience. We really want to offer artists and creative people a space to come when they don't have anywhere else to go right now because theaters are closed. And that was our mandate. So when we put that out there, it seemed like the right people were attracted to our vision and the right people came. And we've been so blessed with the people that we've met through this experience.
It's just awesome. Olivia, you're so awesome. Before we wrap up and I let you go, I want to know, what would you say to people? I'm specifically thinking actors who have not been able to act. Mm-hmm. What would you say to people who have done something their whole life, but have another idea of something else? Like I've watched you build things from the ground up. Use your connections, use like your wonderful personality to make great relationships. I don't know anybody who doesn't like you. Do you know what I'm saying? What would you say to somebody who could possibly be an entrepreneur who doesn't even know what they don't know?
First of all, thank you for saying that. I do not think of myself that way at all. So that was very sweet. What I would say, I think that I have a thought. It's like almost there. It's hard to be a self-advocate for yourself, especially I think as actors, and this is a conversation that's come up many times during the pandemic with creative people I've had, which is we identify so strongly with our work and that role and kind of what are we when we're not doing what we do.
Yeah.
When, let me back up.
I love you so much. Take your time, girl. Take your time.
This is why I need a Jeremy. That's why I need a stage manager for my life is what I say.
Oh my gosh,
like specifically a stage manager.
Did you both? I didn't think about it.
Okay, I'll just talk. Something that I've always done, I've always believed in is just reaching out, being curious, being open and asking questions. I guess I just am someone who leads with that anyway. Like I've always wanted to know, which is why, like why I did some philosophy in school too. I was always like, why, what, who, where, when. And so even when I came to work at Beautiful, I was working front of house, but the first day I was there, I was like, look at this whole building full of other people who I get to know. There's someone here in the booth beside me who's doing this sound mixing. What the hell are they doing? Hi, my name's Olivia. Can you tell me what you're doing? And they were like, oh my God, sure. Come and sit and watch me mix the show one day. Then I made another friend there. I didn't even, like, that wasn't like a, I want to sit and watch the mix. What can I do? It was like, I'm genuinely curious. What are you doing? And I find that people do really like to share their passions, to share their interests, to talk about themselves, to make connections. Like, that's what society is built on, is just people reaching out and connecting with one another. And it can be scary. But if you come from a place of like wonder and curiosity and openness, you will find the right people who will then become friends, become partners, become collaborators. And it is so much more joyful to make things and start things together than it is alone. I spent a lot of time, I was a very shy person growing up. And it was a very quick question. I'm like jumping all over the place, but I swear it relates. And I think community is something that I always really craved, but was hard to navigate. How do you go up to that group of people who are friends and join in and be like, right, hi, can I play too? Can I be part of your group? You can't really do that. I learned that the hard way. I was like that awkward kid and people were like, no.
You know what I hear you saying right now, Olivia? And I heard somebody else say this in different words. He said, I don't want to be the person trying to get invited to the parties. Let me just throw the party.
Yeah.
And that is what you are doing. You are throwing the party. You are bringing community together. It's no more, oh my goodness, I hope they pick me. I hope they like me. You're exactly. Like, you know what? Let me create a space where I feel safe and where others can feel safe. And I hope they join me. Like,
right.
That Absolutely. Is power.
You said it perfectly there. And that's something specifically for actors too. There's a lot of waiting. People judge it. It can be like a scary, even toxic environment at times. But I always wish that there was a place of people who were like, come, let's talk, let's figure it out together, let's play.
Yes.
And so I felt like we endeavored to make that space. And
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
That's perfect. I do want to know one thing. Because you've done so many things and you just reminded me off camera, like actor Olivia, director Olivia, you've done so many different things, like entrepreneur, artistic director, like you... the beater who sells her products and so many other things. Like, how do you feel about identity in terms of identifying with what you do versus who you are? What do you think about that? It's something that I've had to grapple with like this whole pandemic. Mm. And I'm like,
it's a really good question. And I'll say it's something that I've struggled a lot with too. Like you said, I graduated from acting school, 4 years of musical theater performance. And as I was done, when I graduated, I was like, I need a break from this. Like, I spent so much time doing that and I wanted to tap into the Olivia that lives on the other side of the table. I wanted to direct, I wanted to do some of that stuff. And I was very lucky, I had some really cool opportunities. But it's a reason why I say, I'm back to Artists in Residence, it's a space not just for actors or writers, but for creative people. Like, that's what's in our official mandate, is a space for creative people, because I think that's at the core of, at least that's what I feel is at my core. I know I like being involved in creative projects. I know I like working with other people to make art. And I know that I find joy in that and that I have a passion for that. And I feel that the best work comes from tapping into that place. So whatever it is, there are shows that I'm like, this is a dream role, that one day I want to play this role. There are shows that I'm like, this one I actually want to direct. I think one day I'm going to do that. But it all comes from the same kind of core of, I want to be a creative person, engage with other creative people. And I think that's the way I've sort of started to identify, is as an artist, as an emerging artist, I will say too, because I acknowledge that I'm still trying to figure it all out. That's actually a very strong word, that's kind of where, if I had to label myself right now, it would be emerging artist, because it's always in flux. Yeah. I don't know.
I love that. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram. My handle is Livadan, Livadan. That's my middle initial, Olivia Alexandra Daniels. Anyway, so that's me. You can follow Artists in Residence on Instagram, which is Artists in Residence 2020. And you can also visit our website, which is artistinresidence.org, or my website, which I've never plugged in public before ever, which is olivia-daniels.com.
Awesome. Thanks for joining.
Thanks, Alicia.
That wraps another episode. Thanks for listening to The Salisha Show. See you next week, and don't be shy. If you love the show, please tell me why. Please rate, subscribe, and leave a review. Go one step further, tell a friend or two. Check out my site if you think it was the bomb. Pay a visit to SalishaThomas.com. One last thing before I relax. Shout out Josh Carey, and thanks, Podmax. I'm out.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.